Thank you.
Case number 9968, Robert Light, Next Gen Energy, Inc., south of Peachtree Drive, 500 feet southwest of Route 269A, being Lot 50 within Nassau Station Development. This is a special use exception to place a windmill.
Okay.
I think you're all familiar with that.
Yep. We've had two of them we already.
Yes.
That area.
Where are they going to place it? Where was he here at that meeting? Where were they going to place it?
Where did you have it?
Is it?
Did you get a chance to go back down there? Or you didn't go look at it or anything else different? Did you? Did I put my car?
Well, actually, I went down and saw one that had been installed.
Did you?
And one of the ones that we had approved.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. It's going to probably be the side.
Basically, because there were so many people in this development opposed.
You like those windmills?
I do.
Like that there wasn't enough.
Right.
That's why I voted against it. Now, you know, notwithstanding the people who were opposed to it in this development, after having looked at one installed, I don't see a thing wrong with it. But, you know, I think what I said before about this case was that out of respect for the people opposed in that development, not having seen one
put up.
Yeah, that's why I voted the way I did there.
Right.
But
didn't look any different than a TV tower.
No, I was impressed. Yeah.
Mr. Workman, how do you feel?
I went to look at that too. I don't see anything wrong with it. I got 10 for this one.
Huh?
I got 10 people here for this. In this case here.
On 9968,
I got 10 for
them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got 10 in favor, but there was also 9 opposed. And
9 opposed, yeah.
That's
okay.
What I was,
yeah.
And because it wasn't, you know,
hadn't seen that living up there.
But I did look. I don't see a thing wrong with it.
I didn't after seeing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see what it looks any different than a TV
antenna.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the question is, will it substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties? And I think that, you know, what we discussed before is that there was not
reference.
Yeah, there wasn't support. You know, other than opinion.
Right.
There wasn't any documented support either way.
Right.
And I think in a later hearing, I suggested to the applicant's representative that that they find that documentation for future reference.
Mm-hmm.
But given that, you know, the opposition can't support that it will affect adversely.
No. Well, I didn't see that. I went down and looked at it again, too. No, there's no further discussion. I'll entertain a motion.
So let me clarify something though first. So John, you're saying that there should be some documentation presented that.
Well, other than opinion, there should be something that we can identify with that would say that it will or will not affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. And in none of these cases did I see, you know, and I think you all agree, didn't see anything to support it either way.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, how do you vote in that case? I think that it's the onus is on the applicant to prove that it will not. By the same token, you could argue that
The opposition didn't
show that it would.
Right.
So
it is the applicant's burden in a special use to prove
right.
that.
Right.
If it comes to shove, you know, it doesn't matter if the opposition doesn't put up any evidence. If technically the applicant doesn't show that lack of impact, it's not supposed to prevail.
Right. We had that in the same, the other two, that, you know, they said it did, but we didn't have nothing either on the other two that we,
sure,
you know, we voted for.
It's not,
that's really,
I guess, you know, it's been, we've asked cases. Our judgment is there's been a fine line.
Sure.
Whether that's right or wrong, that's the way we've.
Well, all of our judgment is on the fine line anyway.
Well, I think in there's a, we have a lot of cases.
Signs and everything else, you can say it can, say it can't.
Yeah, a lot of them, yes.
Yes.
All of them, no.
No, about a lot of them. Since one got up, I really.
Typically, when people do their homework, it's, you know, when you have real estate appraisers, and, you know,
mm-hmm,
folks like that, you know, that can show, you know, hard facts.
And the ones that like opposition to this one, but they have one down there that we voted that they wanted. So what would be the difference, like you just said, then? That they couldn't prove how it wouldn't be, you know, would affect their property, but yet it did for these people to have one. That's what really. They went and cleaned it up. But to me, they don't have evidence that it had a substantial effect.
I would think that in the case of these windmills, that the applicant should have no problem in at least showing on the West Coast where property values, you know, what kind of effect it had. And maybe it does, and maybe it's adverse, and maybe that's why they don't show it.
They had a show on there. I don't know if it's probably relevant, but they had a show on the other day.
Their claim is that it makes property more valuable, then that should be evidence they should bring to us to show that it doesn't affect adversely.
Mm-hmm. And well, maybe they go out of their chute now that they know that.
I mean, yeah, you, with the fine line, you could argue then what is adverse. Is adverse because the opinion is so strong in the opposition that it's going to affect 9 people in that neighborhood? Is that adverse? Mm-hmm. In their opinion, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. You know, to the point that some of them may sell their homes? We don't know that.
And at the same time, you had 10 in the park that wanted it, that was in favor of that. They're saying it won't affect their property, and the whole 10 of them probably want them put up, you know, at the same time, because they want to save, you know, they want to save money and own their energy bill by putting them up. I guess you look at it that way then, too, at the same time. So it is a fine line. Gets right back to
it. Well, yeah, and I mean, you know, okay, that's great. They want to save, they want to help the environment, and they want to save money on their energy costs. Well, you know, you have ordinances that, you know, I don't want a pig farm next door to my property, and so there's an ordinance to protect that. But I, you know, if I wanted to make money at it, you know what I mean?
It's, mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's necessarily arguable, that, you know, just because of that reason.
Right. Much like me, you know, I don't check it next to me, but I got 10 acres, so, you know, but they're there. They've been there, been a good neighbor with it. And the fellow, you know, so it is, it's a fine line. But
I would think that since we've approved a couple others, and after there's some real estate sales in those developments, then the applicant come back and say, it didn't change things, it didn't affect adversely.
Right.
Property values are still up.
Might even make them go up, too.
People didn't sell their homes because we put them up, those kinds of things.
That's true, too. Okay.
What would have to take place for this applicant to apply again? Would there have to be some kind of change?
If it were denied, you mean?
Denied, yeah.
Yeah, it goes into that reapplication analysis where there have to be significant or substantial change in circumstances. Or.
And would that kind of evidence being presented in the next application, would that...
I don't think
that enough change.
I don't think that bails them out of this. I think what they would have to do would be to convince the people who came in and objected that they're not creating any adverse impact, and have those people essentially change their views. That's the alternative to
or
change
could
the circumstances.
These people could be in that area,
or would it be significant enough change that later down the road a another applicant from that same development came in, proved that it wouldn't affect adversely.
I guess at some point in the future, you have to, if they become more widespread and accepted, that's a potential change. But that's, I would think that's a
What's the difference between this and the other ones and these people not in the same area?
Right.
You know, I mean, we already said the president, but proven too, and these people, the opposition here, was it, we had it in their part, but this one's different. That's what I think. We've already set a precedent.
And, you know.
Huh?
Well, in the standard, it doesn't say, it doesn't just say affect adversely, but it also says substantially adversely.
Right.
Then you say, well, what is substantial?
What is substantial? Substantially, there's nothing to, no documentation to that. That it's going to, as you just said, didn't have a real estate appraiser here to have what it was worth and what it would be. After the after it was the you know was put up, so. Excuse me. Okay. Well, is everyone ready to vote? Is there any further discussion? If not, chair will entertain a motion.
Worth a minute.
Yeah. And I'll do it.
Case number 9968 for special use exception. I don't think it affected the other neighborhood property.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9968. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Okay. Okay, the most case number, the case is approved by a vote of 3-2.
3-2?
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't hear there.
Next case, please.
That's